The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Got lots to talk about today, friends. My voice is completely hashed, so hang with me. We're going to have Troy Newman from Operation Rescue with us today. You ready? Set? Let's go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And to the right of me, my pretty little princess, you know her as Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, and the patriots that the globalists despise. Welcome to the show, and if you'd like to check us out online, please do, friends. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, we got some builders right next to us, so we apologize. You hear a little pounding going on in the background.
It's
That's what it is.
It's the heartbeat of all those who are listening. They're forever with us.
Yes.
The consistent heartbeat.
If you'd like to check us out on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, please do. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And or what you can do is go to sonsoflibertyradio.com again. And or go to Bradley Dean, double E Bradley Dean. Two different websites. You get one personal page and one fan page, like them both. And or you can follow me on my Twitter account. And please do get busy, friends. It is time to do that just now. It is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Folks, phone lines are accessible as well. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works. Friends, we're also showing you our labor of love by what we do. Deeds, not words, 1 John 3:18. And just to let you know, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because, of course, it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ here at the Sons of Liberty and the heart of God. So we're going to highlight a couple of things here. As Bradley mentioned, we've got Troy Newman as our guest today, Operation Rescue. And he's going to be telling us more about the inner workings of Operation Rescue, and also about abortion.
Just wait a second, though. People need to understand that Troy Newman isn't just dealing with those that are inside of the abortion clinic.
He's shutting them down.
He's shutting them down, and that's what people need to hear, that it can be done. Remember, justice is the guardian of liberty, and God is known by the judgments that he executes. So when we get Troy Newman on, we're not just going to highlight the problems.
Oh, no.
Troy's going to actually bring you step by step as to how he's getting them shut down across the nation, and not just being shut down, but also getting their little criminal cracks, backside their keisters, thrown into jail for the crimes committed against we the people and those innocent little babies in the womb. It's going to be an exciting hour.
You know, and that's what I think people appreciate about the Sons of Liberty. It's not just, oh, woe me, doom and gloom, all the problems. We're going to give you the answers. You should be rejoicing by the end of this radio program today with all the good reports of the abortion clinics being shut down. But let's take this in stride. I'm going to first give you some statistics about Planned Parenthood. I'm actually finishing up a book myself on abortion, and I want to give you some information, some interesting facts before we bring Troy Newman on the air with us. But the nation's largest abortion provider is Planned Parenthood. It reports they receive $542 million from government sources in 2011 and 2012 while performing 695,687 abortions from 2009 to 2011. And let me remind you,
government survives off of blood money, friends.
That's exactly
right.
And let me remind you that Proverbs 6:16-17 says, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Now, as if what we were talking about with Barack Obama is any kind of surprise, but this is what he had to say. He said, if there is one thing the past few years have shown, it's that Planned Parenthood is not going anywhere, he said. It's not going anywhere today. It's not going anywhere tomorrow. As long as we've got a fight to make sure women have access to quality, affordable health care, that's the lie. Yep. The big thing they say is we support women's health. We support, you know, the right of a mother to choose. But they don't say, we support the right of a woman to rip off her baby limb from limb. Or to, you know, put a syringe in the back of their head, open up their skull and suck their brains out. No politician would ever say something like that because it sounds horrible. They say we support women's health to mask what abortion truly is.
Of course, because it's money that's being allocated to support their political careers is what it is.
Exactly.
And when I'm saying it's blood money and it's mob money, I'm not kidding you, friends. In fact, it is blood money, and it is how your government in a large portion survives off of staying put. And for your president to vote over 242 times, friends, to make sure that the baby is murdered in the womb when he was in Senate, and he's also voted two different times, friends, to make sure that there's another doctor in the clinic to make sure that the baby did not get out alive, and say and make such statements as that.
Mm-hmm.
What, friends, we got to be real honest here.
Yeah.
What is it that you need, friends?
Seriously.
So,
and to finish up his quote, he said, as long as we've got a fight to protect women's right to make her own choice about her own health, not the unborn innocent baby in the womb, I want you to know that you've got a president who's going to be right there with you fighting every step of the way. And what's interesting to note is this evil, wicked man, in April 26, 2013, while addressing Planned Parenthood, Barack Obama said, thank you, Planned Parenthood. God bless you.
Yep.
Now, if you think about that, Barack Obama asked God to bless a killing factory that murdered a record 333,964 babies during 2011 and 2012 fiscal year. Now, that's one aborted, murdered baby every 94 seconds.
And this is coming from the self-professed criminal that sits in the White House that calls himself a Christian, when Scripture is clear, thou shalt not kill, and Scripture is clear in Proverbs 6, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. See, he loves God so much, friends, that he rebels against him in every step of the way.
That's right, and God also says in Psalm 7:11, he is angry with the wicked every day. Now, we might wonder, why in the world is President Obama so supportive and so willing to fight for Planned Parenthood? Well, let's take a look. Here's a quote right now. It says, Obama is unequivocally loyal to Planned Parenthood in general and its current president and CEO, Cecil Richards, specifically, who donated over $13 million to his reelection campaign.
Of course. Now, just keep in mind, let's go to the root. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, she's the lady. This is what the president is advocating and supporting, friends. Margaret Sanger said back in the 1920s, she said, the most merciful thing that a large family does for one of its infant members is to kill it. Also keep in mind that Planned Parenthood is about ethnic cleansing. In other words, eradicating the black and the Hispanic race. And just America, just keep in mind that since 1973, over 57 million babies have been aborted on the apathy and the tolerance of the American people to allow the mentally ill to rule. Because, friends, this is mentally ill. And this is at war with God, and it's not a good place to put yourself, and it's not a good place for you, America, to allow an administration to commit crimes against heaven, because surely he who spits against heaven will fall on his own back. We're going to come right back with Troy Newman, Operation Rescue. I'm excited to hear what he has to say. This is the guy that's getting him thrown in jail, friends. Let's get behind him and support him all the way. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Sons of Liberty Radio.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Check out the Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean's radio show. He is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven. promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items. Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and get a free King James Bible with every purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hey folks, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I got in front of me right now Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, actually delivering a burning speech to the local KKK back in the 30s. Isn't that interesting? Just to prove my point during the last segment, so I can roll over into this segment. Margaret Sanger said on blacks, immigrants, and indigents, she said human weeds, reckless breeders, spawning human beings who should have never been born. She said on the extermination of the blacks, we do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, she said, if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members. She said the minister's work is also important and he should be trained. Who's the minister? None other than Barack Hussein Obama. And okay. By the way, friends, the black communities are wide awake to this.
Yeah.
And so are the Hispanic communities.
Yep.
All of them, but yeah. A good portion of them.
Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece, she does a lot in fighting against, you know, abortion and what's going on. There's a great documentary out there, too, as you mentioned, called Blood Money. When you're talking about the minister being the president, Marjorie Dannenfeiser, I hope I pronounced that right, she's the president of the pro-life group Susan B. Anthony List. She said this, there is no industry that President Barack Obama is more willing to protect than the abortion industry, mm-hmm. and particularly Planned Parenthood, the nation's biggest abortion provider, which in a single year performed more than 333,000 abortions. She said in a statement, she said, the president has defended federal funding for Planned Parenthood to the point of being willing to shut down the government over the continuing resolution battle, and in return, they spend a record amount to reelect him in November. But you know what?
Of
we
got to
take courage in the fact that Proverbs 11:21 says, though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished.
And those that gather together against the righteous, they shall fall for thy name's
Amen.
Sake. And the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. So friends, rest assured the face of the Lord is set against. But I want you to know, too, what the Lord is always looking to and fro across the earth. The Bible says he's looking for those whose hearts are perfect towards him, that he can show himself strong on their behalf. Well, we just happen to have one of those. He's one of my heroes. His name is Troy Newman. He's from Operation Rescue. And the guy's getting the job done. How are you, my friend? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, it's great to be here. I don't know if my heart is perfect, but I'm working on it.
Well, no, that's why you got friends like me, man. You're pointing those imperfections out all the time. You know,
hey, that's good. That's what Facebook is for, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I really don't. Hey, Troy, I just got this from you. It's an abortion accused of rape, sodomy, and dumping baby remains, once again under investigation. Can you kind of explain to our listeners as to who this guy is, what this is about, and then I also want you to share with the people how you're putting the hammer and bringing the hammer down on these criminals that are murdering the innocent in the wombs.
Well, I'd love to talk about that because it's my favorite thing. You know, the people of the Lord are winning the fight for life across the board.
Amen.
You and I have talked. 70% of all the nation's abortion clinics have closed. It's a direct answer to prayer. God is answering these prayers because these are the sort of prayers he likes to answer. He never answers my prayers for a new SUV. But when I want a new baby or we close these abortion clinics or babies get saved, those are the ones he answers.
Amen.
And that's cool. So this guy, you know, we heard about Kermit Gosnell out of Pennsylvania last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been tracking him for years. Finally got a prosecution. He's in jail for life for murder. Get this, the first time in 40 years an abortionist is in jail for murdering
wow.
babies.
Now, I got a question for you, Troy. Are you responsible for actually blowing that whole investigation, the lid off of Gosnell?
Well, you know, I'm always hesitant to take credit because it sounds so tacky. But I will say that we were one of the first to present this case to district attorneys and to the medical board and to the state authorities, and they just never listened. And this case that we're talking about in Oklahoma is another case. Mark my words, this guy, if you read the report on OperationRescue.org, this guy has a long and sordid history going back to the late 80s and early 90s where he's accused of rape. Several women have come forward. And by the way, this is not unique to this guy. It happens across the board in the abortion industry. Once they put these young girls under anesthesia to twilight sleep, oftentimes these filthy sexual perverts we call abortionists will have their way with them. And that's exactly what happened. This guy's worth $40 million, which is why he was able to slither out of these charges. But I think that he's not going to slither too much further. We've got him hands down here. We're working with the Attorney General's office. And by the way, the AG in Oklahoma is a great guy. And the medical board. We've exposed the fact that he's dumping private medical records. So if you're a woman that's had an abortion there, you know, how did abortion become decriminalized? This so-called right to privacy. Right to privacy, okay? So now he's taken these very private, very sensitive, personal medical records and simply dumping them in the trash. They're blowing in the wind so that our investigators can find them.
Okay, so when you keep
medical records,
Troy, when you keep saying our investigators, let me ask you a question. How did you get involved in going after these abortionists, number one? And number two, what is the process that you can share with our listeners where they can do the same thing so we can spread those that are willing to stand up for life and put the kibosh down on these people that are committing these crimes against these babies? Isn't it that you find infractions with these doctors? You go into their clinics?
That's it.
Yep. Okay.
You know, and the Reader's Digest story of how I got to start doing this is people might remember Operation Rescue 20 years ago where we'd sit in front of the doors of abortion clinics and we'd pray and we'd fast and we'd get arrested, thrown in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting in jail in L.A. County thinking, this is for the birds. You know, we don't need to be in jail. The abortion industry needs to be in jail. And when I got out, we focused in on this guy by the name of Bruce Steer, who killed Sharon Hamplin on the operating room table.
Mm.
He pulled her bowel down through her birth canal, but he was more interested in catching his plane because he was a circuit-riding abortionist. So he just shoved that bowel back inside of her, put her in a car, and she was dead within an hour.
Wow.
We forced the district attorney in San Bernardino to prosecute this guy. Now, we only got manslaughter charges, and he only served 6 months for the murder of Sharon Hamplin, but there was a huge civil award, and it kind of whet my appetite. I said, you know what? There's other guys just like this. And from that day, that was 1995, till today, we've been looking at abortionists, and they're low-lying fruit. As my good friend Father Pavone says, you cannot practice vice virtuously.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay?
Yep.
And so if these guys are willing to kill babies, they're going to dump your medical records. They're going to take these aborted babies and dump them in the trash illegally. They're going to be raping women on the operating room table. They're going to be cheating on their taxes. They're going to be doing insurance fraud. They're going to, all sorts of problems. How did you get Al Capone? It wasn't on racketeering and, and corruption and murder. They got them on tax evasion.
That's right.
And that's how we're getting these guys.
Interesting. Now, and I'm also curious to know if we could just kind of spell out to the people that are listening right now, if they want to get involved in their local communities to get their clinic shut down, exactly what is the process, Troy?
Well, first of all, you pray. And I'm a big believer. As I said, God wants to answer those prayers. Does he want to answer the prayers of abortion clinic closing?
Amen.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Babies being saved, abortion clinic workers coming out. Those are the prayers you answer. So if you the fervent, effective prayer of a righteous man availeth much. He will answer these prayers if we pray according to his will. So pray. Lord, there's an abortion clinic down the street from my house. I want it closed. What would you have me do? And then watch God open up the doors. One time I'll tell you a little story. We were standing in front of an abortion clinic. I needed to know the name of the abortionist because I just knew he was dirty. And we're standing in a circle praying. And as we're praying, Lord, give us the name of this abortionist, a piece of paper came blowing in the wind right at our feet. And I looked down. It was a medical piece of paper. So I picked it up, put it in my pocket. When I got back to my office, I realized that it had a little initial down at the bottom, two initials. And I went to the medical board doc finder, and I found these two initials matched only one person, and that person was an abortionist. And later on, we were able to put that person out of business because of their botching abortions. We exposed them. Ephesians 5:11 says, have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. And what could be more unfruitful than stripping the womb of its fruit?
Mm-hmm.
So we expose them. So number one, pray. Find out what God's going to show you to do. And number two, start exposing these workers of iniquity. And number three, demand justice.
Yeah. You know, and I think it's important, too, Troy, to be able to educate especially young women on what abortion truly is. You know, unfortunately, in schools, girls are taught, well, it's just a fetus or it's just, you know, a blob of tissue, like it's some sort of alien form. What they don't know is that 11 weeks, all the baby's organs are present and functioning. He or she breathes fluids, swallows, digests, sleeps, dreams,
yes,
wakes, has developed all the parts of the body that are required to experience pain. And from 11 weeks on, all the child needs to become healthy is nourishment and time. And I think a lot of these young people, they get involved. And, you know, it's not just the baby that suffers, too. I've been working on an abortion book here, and you read the testimonies of women who have had abortions, how they said, well, listen, it'll only take a few minutes. Well, it ruined 10 years of my life, or they're haunted, or they're... There's all these different things. Of course, there's healing through the blood of Jesus. But it's not just, you know, the murdered baby. It's also these mothers that have tremendous suffering and pain over the course of their lives because they chose the wrong choice.
Hey, Troy, can we get you to hold over to the next break?
I'd love to.
Okay, I appreciate it. We're going to come right back with Troy Newman, Operation Rescue. I want to start getting into some details here. You got Bradley and Stephanie with Troy Newman, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Stephanie. We're talking with Troy Newman from Operation Rescue. Hey, Troy, it's interesting when I do high school assemblies across the country, I'm seeing students that have shirts on that are saying, "You're not killing my generation." And I noticed that it's the younger generation that are actually standing up for these younger, you know, these babies that are in the womb today. And are you seeing this across the boards as to the abortion clinics that are being shut down? Is it the older generation, or is it the younger, or is it both?
Well, it's both. And to be honest, there's just a small fraction of us that are actually focusing on closing the abortion clinics because, like I say, when abortion clinics close, babies are saved.
Amen.
But, you know, as your partner there just said, there's a huge education push now. And look, being pro-life is actually counterculture today. Okay, Eleanor Schmiel is gone. Counterculture now is to be pro-life. We say social justice is a big issue for the young folks today. You know, we want to be green. We want to, drive little small cars. We want to send help to Darfur, et cetera, and free the Tibetan monks. But we also want to be congruent. No, seriously.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Nice. To be congruent, you don't want to be hacking babies to death. And these kids understand. Look, this generation, these kids you're talking about, is the first generation in the history of the world that can go to their bookshelf and pull out a DVD or a VHS video of them in the womb. First one.
Amen.
They don't need to be taught that abortion is murder. They know it.
Yeah. You know, I just seen today the president from Planned Parenthood is actually saying a Valentine present that you want to give away is an abortion. I also have some footage here, Troy, of pictures. I use this for my presentation when I do assemblies or tea parties or churches. And it's actually a coupon for $25 off the next abortion you have. And you can get these coupons in Florida today. And, you know, when I'm sharing this information with people, I had one particular, I was doing a tea party in Michigan, and I had a nurse come up to me and said she was a part of the abortion industry until she understood what it was. And she would help, you know, deliver the pieces of the baby that were being sucked out of the womb. And she said, Bradley, several times she's seen babies that were born alive. She said they would cut their umbilical cord, and then what they'd do is they'd take them and put them up on a shelf for up to 4 to 6 hours for them to naturally die. Then she said she went and took this information to the higher-ups in the hospital. They began to ostracize her, but she stayed the course, and I believe they ended up shutting down that abortion clinic as well. And I'm just kind of curious. I don't mean to be egregious about this. I don't want to get gross about this, but I want you to let the people know what is going on inside of these clinics, and what are your findings, Troy?
You know, you're right. Some of these things are so despicable. You know, the Bible in Ephesians says, you know, we shouldn't even talk about the things that these guys are doing, and I think that more means not to glory in them, you know, tell old drunk war stories, but we need to expose them according to Ephesians 5:11.
Amen.
You know, there's a guy serving life in jail, 35 years actually, and he's 65 years old, so it's essentially a life sentence. His name is Brian Finkel. Brian Finkel did 25% of all the abortions in Arizona, and before his trial was finished, when he went to trial, And he was convicted, 109 women had come forward to tell of the rapes and the molestations and the fondling and the sexual abuse that happened to them while they were under anesthesia.
Wow.
And their listeners here, they're saying, oh my gosh, that's so horrible, and you know, how could they tolerate? Well, I'll tell you, because there's such a huge amount of shame and stigma that's attached to abortion.
Yeah.
I've talked to women that have come, and by the way, you can be healed and receive forgiveness from that. But there's so many women beat themselves up over it. They go into these abortion clinics and things, horrible things happen to them, and they just say to themselves, I deserved it. I'm such a bad person. This was such a bad thing for me to do. And then these abortionists are enabled, and they continue to perpetrate these abuses.
Right. Now, I want to interject a thought into that, too, Troy. What about the girls that are found not to be pregnant, but they pay for an abortion when, in fact, they find that they were never pregnant? How often do you find that?
Look, that is another prevalent thing. We get medical records back all the time when a young lady will sit in my office and talk to me about her abortion. I say, well, first thing you need to do is get your medical records. Let's take a look and see if there's some illegal activity there. And several times they have been sold an abortion by a Planned Parenthood or some other abortion clinic, sold an abortion even though they weren't pregnant.
Hmm.
Look, the abortion clinic, put it in another venue, okay, another venue. What if you walked into 31 Flavors, you know, the famous ice cream store? Hey, we're 31 Flavors, you know. What do you want today? What kind of ice cream do you want? We have vanilla. That's all you got. Well, I thought you were 31 Flavors. I thought you were full of choices.
Mm-hmm.
No, we've got vanilla. The abortion industry sells one single thing, okay? They sell abortions. And when you walk in the door, they're there to make money. Why do abortion clinics have sonogram machines? Same reason your butcher has a scale. Because meat is sold by the pound and abortions are sold by the gestational ages. The Warren Hearn in Colorado charges $30,000 for a third trimester abortion. Don't tell me these guys aren't in it for the money, and women are regularly sold early first trimester abortions when they're not even pregnant.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, every 24 seconds a baby dies from abortion. There's also 48% of all women who have abortions will have two or more, and nearly half, that's 46% of all abortions, are performed on women who choose to use abortion as their only means of birth control. And going back to a point that you made earlier, Troy, about, you know, this generation is the only generation that can go look at a DVD, a VHS of them actually in their mom's womb. And it's interesting how the president, Cecil Richards of Planned Parenthood, said, you know, for me, life doesn't begin until delivery. You know, that's just a slap in the face to all the mothers. You know, I have four boys, So it's a slap.
She has kids, too, by the way.
Yeah, she has three kids, I believe. And it's just a slap in the face to all the mothers who you have your baby in your room. Of course, you feel your baby move around, kick you, cause you discomfort. Of course, there's a living being in there. And for someone to say, well, all of a sudden, is there some sort of magic thing that just miraculously happens right when the baby comes out that it just automatically turns into a human being at that point? I mean, that's disingenuous, and that's very, very much so a slap in the face, I believe, to all mothers who have obviously had babies, and they know for a fact that is a living, breathing human, fearfully and wonderfully made in their womb that God has blessed them with.
I want to throw this at you, Troy, and I want to get your feedback on each point that I make. Justifying abortion, 1% rape or interest, I'm sorry, incest, I'm sorry, 6% potential health problems, mother or child, 93% of abortions for social reasons, unwanted or inconvenient. What say you?
Simple answer, 100% of those babies are created in the image and likeness of God.
Amen.
Right in the very book of Genesis, right in the very beginning, it says we're creating the image of God. The doctrine of Imago Dei. Imago Dei. You are not goo. You didn't evolve from the depths of the mud and the worms and the monkeys and all that stuff. You are God's image. You're higher than the animals. You're higher than the earth. And that needs to be protected, which is why God gave us the sixth commandment, and which is why Jesus came to die for our sins, to atone is the word I was looking for, to atone for our sins. He didn't come to atone for a lion or a zebra or a worm. He came to atone for people. That's the world that we're living in is a conflicting worldview. These guys say that you came from a monkey, and if it's just a monkey, it's a, you know, or a dog or a cat, you can kill it. But we say human life has dignity.
That's
a conflicting worldview.
Oh, it totally is. You know, even when you think about what you just said, I mean, these environmentalists, which are scary people, they have more of a care for Mother Earth, say they, than they do human life. And when you find you pull the curtain back on them, for example, organizations such as PETA, you're going to find out that they're more criminal
right.
And the very things that they're, you know, attempting to portray as them to be the greatest advocate they're guilty of it.
That's right. And speaking of the earth, you know, it's illegal to pick flowers in state parks. We care more about the flowers in our state parks than we do about the murder of an innocent human life.
Yeah.
You know, and going back to your percentages about how, you know, 1% for rape and, you know, a majority of obviously these abortions that happen, they happen for social reasons. And it was Mother Teresa who said, it's a poverty to decide that a child must die so you may live as you wish. You know, in a lot of the cases, we find that's exactly what this is. Well, you know, my parents would kill me. Listen, it's an innocent life, and there's other choices, such as adoption. Many people are out there who can't have babies that want to adopt babies themselves. So there are other choices and other answers and alternatives. If you're listening and thinking about getting an abortion, listen, it's a choice that you're going to have to make. Ultimately, you as a mother is going to have to live with it, no matter who's influencing you one way or the other.
But I got to say this. I got to say this to both you guys. You know, it's time to stop the war on women.
Yeah.
Troy?
Hey, half of all the abortions are done to women. So the biggest genocide that's going on in the world right now is the war against little baby girls. In India and in China, there's a preference over boys to girls in a one-child society. So they're murdering the girls. Even in America, the Democrats in Washington, D.C. vetoed a bill that would have prevented a sex selection abortion. And what is a sex selection? It's always the girl that gets killed. The real war on women is going on inside the womb.
I got a picture right in front of me. We got about 2 minutes here, Troy, and I'm going to give you the last word. I got a picture in front of me where little saline babies in a coffin. And when I look at it every time, it's hitting me right now again. But there's two issues that bother me. It's the abortion and the homosexual agenda. And going back to this little baby that's in the coffin, he's filled with saline. His body's black and spotted. And I see the church around the little baby praying. And nothing jacks me up more than that. And you are like-minded. You are like-hearted. And it's good to have brothers out there that are taking the shot, but you're getting the job done because we know that justice is the guardian of liberty. So when we stand up and magnify God's laws against crime, we preserve life. But what are your thoughts when I ask you this? That what I'm looking at is this little baby with the church around him praying. Instead of actually bringing forth prevention is better than cure, Troy, what are your thoughts?
Look, children are created in the image and likeness of God. We are to do justice, according to Micah 6:8. Do justice. That's our number one policy here on Earth. And if we're not doing that, then we're part of the problem.
How do we get a hold of you, Troy?
OperationRescue.org, OperationRescue.org on the web.
Love you.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's MoneyCode, the number 23.com. At MoneyCode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit MoneyCode23.com for free today. That's MoneyCode23.com.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I just had Troy Newman from Operation Rescue with us. He's a great guy. He means what he says, and he says what he does, and does what he says. He's a doer of the word, not hearer only, shutting down clinics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like the fact that he brought in action with prayer. Faith without works is dead.
Okay.
He's bringing his work in with his faith. And it's important that we do that. I wanted to, again, I don't mean to be egregious, friends. I don't mean to bring you out there, but I want you to show you to the degree. And I'm not glorying in the crime at all. That's why I had Troy on. I'm glorying in justice that it can be shut down. And it was Troy Newman from Operation Rescue, my friends, that just shared with us that over 70% of the abortion clinics across America are being shut down. Now, did you hear that from the state-run media?
No, that's call for rejoicing.
That's exactly right. And so, in other words, this is also my message to the American people. We can do this. We can do this. If we simply shut down the televisions and the radio, friends, and I'm not talking about Sons of Liberty Radio.com, and I'm not talking about reliable sources, tried and true. No, there's plenty of them out there. Those are the guys we want to stand behind. Those are the ones that we want to stand behind, friends. Those are the ones that are in the fight, not those that just talk about the problems. And by the way, you know, listeners to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, you know that I don't just have any Tom, Dick, or Harry on the radio program. I only want to have those that are actually getting the job done to be a part of this radio show, because I want you to see that it can be done, and it is being done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is what I want to lay to the candor of those that are listening right now. In Minneapolis, St. Paul, some time back, there was a 17-year-old student named Nicole Breecroft. And what she did is she stabbed her baby in a laundry room after it was delivered over 135 times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's serving life in prison.
Rightfully so.
Okay, and rightfully so. Matter of fact, we tried to get the judge on the radio with us, but she was... It hurt the judge that she had to take this 17-year-old girl and throw her in prison for the rest of her life. But justice must be done.
Right.
Justice rejoiced. And mercy rejoiced against judgment, friends. And the reason God brings forth judgment is because he is a merciful God. Remember, God is a good judge. And what makes a good judge? Him who executes the law to the fullest extent against those that commit the crime. It's a mercy concerning those in a society, a community, a state, a city, a nation. Now, the question I want to ask real quick is this. Who taught this little girl, the 17-year-old girl, that it was okay to abort her baby on the laundry room floor? Who taught her that she could stab that baby over 135 times and there would be no consequence to her crime? Now, what's interesting is when Nicole was later told that that's all she had to do was take her baby to the hospital and drop it off.
Mm-hmm.
But friends, what you need to understand is in some instances, a doctor could have killed her baby in that hospital, and yet he would have been paid to do the exact same thing.
Same thing.
Exact same thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So where did she get in her mind that it was okay to kill that baby?
Yeah. And I think another point, too, is when you talk about you don't want to be grotesque, you don't want to be gruesome, a lot of times the truth is difficult to see. And I think a lot of times when we show these pictures of aborted babies in schools, people are shocked and they turn away and they try to close their eyes. But you know what? The truth is the truth. And it's because we don't see the truth for what it really is. I think that a lot of people say, listen, we're not going to be about this. We don't want to talk about abortion. We don't want to deal with the issue. But when you show the picture of an aborted baby, people really have their eyes wide open after that.
Students start to cry.
Yeah, and you see pictures of babies that are in... that have been thrown away in the garbage can. We see babies that have been spread out over the floor because the garbage cans broke. I mean, the ground. There's so many gruesome details, but the point is that's an innocent life. And what are we doing? We have a Holocaust greater in America today than what happened with Hitler. We have 18 states, the equivalent of 18 states, that have been wiped out in our nation since 1973 because of abortion. It is worse than the Holocaust. And supposedly we in America, we decry what Hitler did. Oh, Hitler's such a bad man. Yeah. Look what he did. Oh, we point the finger at Hitler and the Nazis, and they're so horrible,
we don't look
in the mirror.
And you know what Hitler's saying to the American people? You think I'm bad? Look at your tolerating.
Exactly. Look at yourself. Yeah. You know, it's on our watch. We have a job to do. And, you know, simply put, when you talk to someone, I'm not sure if you shared this story, but there was a girl, only one time in doing all the assemblies that we've done, have we ever had anyone have a problem with the issue of abortion?
Yep.
And we had one girl who came up to you and said, well, I have an issue with...
Fargo, North Dakota.
Yeah, I have an issue with the subject of abortion. And you looked at her and you said, well, thank goodness your mother didn't.
That's right.
And the problem is thank God that your mother wasn't pro-choice or you wouldn't even be here to have a choice to make. And there is hope. And for those of you who are saying, well, listen, I'm scared, I'm alone, there's lots of different clinics and places that you can call that will give you other alternatives than to murder your unborn child. And I do have to say this, for those of you who have already had abortions, remember, those who are truly repentant, which means you have sorrow for what you've done, you are contrite. Actually, the definition of repent, according to Webster's 1828 dictionary, means to feel pain, sorrow, or regret for something done or spoken, to express sorrow for something in the past, to change the mind in consequence of the inconvenience or injury done by past conduct, to sorrow or repain for sin. Well, listen, if you are truly repentant and sorrowful for your sin, Jesus, there is no sin too big that the blood of Jesus Christ cannot cover it. But you must repent. We have to repent and turn from our sins, the Bible talks about. And remember, the hope for you is this, as Psalm 51:17 says, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. But don't be like those women who have had so many issues that they have had to deal with in their own lives because they've received abortions and because they were persuaded by friends or family members who try to say, listen, you want to do this, when they didn't really want to do it. You need to make your own choice.
You want to do this, honey. You want to do this because I'm as guilty as H-E double hockey sticks, and I need someone else. And by the way, a lot of these women that are encouraging the young girls to have abortions,
they've had themselves.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Just some quick testimonies. May from Long Beach, May Abbott in Long Beach, California said, I was told that I would be out for 8 minutes and I would feel only a little discomfort afterwards. They lied, she said. It ruined 10 years of my life, and there's more. But again, there
but
is.
But wait a second. You know what? You got to take responsibility too. She
exactly.
brought herself there. She walked there. Mm-hmm. It's just like government. You can sit and blame them for everything you want to blame them, but the only reason they're doing it is because you're allowing them to do it to you.
Yeah, and that's what I have to say too. Is people can try to sway you one way or the other, but ultimately, we all have our own choices to make. We ultimately stand before God. It's not us and our friends and our boyfriend or our husband or whatever. It is us and God, and we have to make choices for our own body. Now, our body is called the temple of the Lord, so we've got to make sure we take care of it according to His will and His purpose. But for those of you who are listening to the Sons of Liberty, obviously we are in the fight. We're in the fight on all the different issues. You know, if you think about all the sensitive, quote-unquote, issues that people just don't want to touch and they don't want to talk about, we here at the Sons of Liberty, we talk about, we open up the doors and we say, listen, we need to discuss this. We need to bring it out to the light so people can see what it really is.
God's going to open up the ears of the American people one way or
another.
And He will show you what you are guilty as charged for one way or another, either there to redeem you or to condemn you, but that's up to you.
That's right. And you don't want to stand before God and God says, you know, what did you do about this? Well, Lord, I did nothing. To sin by silence when men should protest makes cowards of men.
Amen.
And we are protesting here at the Sons of Liberty. We are standing for the truth. It's not popular all the time. It's not pleasant all the time. But regardless, we do it because thank God someone did it for us. And thank God our mothers loved us enough to give us life. And for those of you who'd like to support what we do because you listen day in and day out, you say, I love this show. You guys are out there doing the stuff. We cannot do it without your support. For real on a consistent basis, and that's part of our Sons and Daughters of Liberty monthly program, is you can donate $5 to $500, whatever you want, a month consistently. That helps our foundation. We can catapult from there, going on ministry trips. We were just in Tennessee, California. We're out at Liberty University. There's so many different ways that the Sons of Liberty is reaching out. So if you can support, please do. Don't wait. Don't say, well, maybe next week or maybe tomorrow or maybe this, that, or the other. You know, there's never a good time. A good quote is, procrastination is the biggest robber of blessings. And in this case, we want to make sure that we do as much as we can while we can to seek and save that which is lost. So for those of you who can donate, we encourage you to do so today. Go online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go on Facebook, like all the pages. You can be informed, you can be encouraged, you can be inspired, and you can also be inspired to get in the fight yourself. Or you can also call our office at 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. Come on, let's join this fight. You know, like our intro always says, my daddy always said, if you see a good fight, get in it. Mm-hmm. We're in it. We want you to join us and get in it too as well, because you'll never feel so good as winning the victory over a fight that's a good one in the Lord's eyes.
We got a commercial, actually, where the guy gets smacked and he hits the ground. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Well, we got to get that one out there again.
Though, and when you're in high school and everyone says, fight, there's a fight in the locker room area. Remember, in the locker room area in my school, there was a fight, and then everyone would gather, you know, to see the fight. People like a little contention, and they like a little bit of truth. And you know what? Sometimes it's not comforting. Sometimes it's discomfort. But that discomfort and that agitation a lot of times is what get people to move and say, listen, I got to do something.
Well, Scripture says that we are contenders of the faith, and we are contending for the faith, and it doesn't happen. And we need sound speech, which is brought forth by the Holy Ghost, line upon line, precept upon precept, sound speech, which also brings to the gainsayers to, you know, Jesus did it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He would just bring those that thought they knew better to silence. In other words, they stuck both feet in their mouth because they knew better, because they couldn't respond to what He has to say. That's where we need to be. And the way that we do that is we stand up and show people our actions rather than our lip service.
Right.
So, folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Thank you for supporting us in every way possible, friends. We appreciate it. And thank you for tolerating my broken voice. 1 John 3:18.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70
100-by-100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.